Hello and welcome once more to the Port of Solier radio programme on Boat Radio. I'm Shirley Roberts. I have the pleasure of talking this afternoon to Christian Ersak, from Kingfisher Restaurant. Now, if you know the Port of Solier, you will know that it divides up into the left and the right bank. And the Kingfisher Restaurant is one of the prominent and prestigious restaurants of the right bank. And this overlooks the marina and the beautiful yachts, the fishing boats as they come in, and it's situated just a couple of doors from the fish market. So when the fish come in to be sold every day, you can buy the Solier prawns and all the majestic catch from the sea from very, very near Christian's Kingfisher Restaurant. Christian, how long have you been here in the Port of Solier?
I've been in Port of Solier in the last 3 years, before I lived in Dea for 3 years as well. So this is my sixth year in Mallorca.
So your journey around the world, Hungary, Canada, round the world sailing that brought you here. So tell us all about that, how you've actually arrived in this place in the universe.
Well, I have to do it in a nutshell because it's a long story. But when I finished school in Hungary, I left the country because I wanted to know more. What is out in the world and what's in it for me. And so I left and I started in Israel without knowing any word of English and anything. And I picked peppers and lived in a desert. And I learned English in 3 months, very quickly from a little dictionary. And then I started to get the job in a hotels done in Israel. And after I started to go on a cruise ships and started to see the world. And basically one day I ended up in Canada and I immigrated there. So I stayed there and
Day you ended up in Canada?
Yeah.
From Israel?
No, well, it's touched about 77 countries between there and I ended up in Canada. And I worked with some of the best chefs in the world and in every department and every many restaurants and hotels as well. So because I knew that I'm going to be one of the day owner of a restaurant, and I wanted to understand every department of business.
Why did you know that you were going to run a restaurant? Was it something that came from your family?
Not at all. I don't know. I was 6 years old when I cooked my first potato goulash, on a little chair because I was not high enough to cook on the stove. But from that moment, I said I'm gonna be a hotel director actually.
Ah.
And so far I'm in this stage right now. So I'm owner of the restaurant. This is my second restaurant. Yes.
And when you did your cruise ships, I mean, is this how you managed to see 77 countries?
Absolutely. I worked for one of the best cruise lines in the world. It was the best cruise line for the 7 years, the Silver Sea Cruise Line. And I also teach a little bit there and get a lot of study, like being sommelier. And that gave me a lot of opportunity to extend my knowledge of hospitality. But when they started to go down a little bit with the quality, I left because I didn't want to continue that way.
And did you discover Mallorca with Silver Sea?
Yes, I've been here, but I didn't quite remember Mallorca that much. So when I was in Canada, and my ex-girlfriend, we did the research where to come to Europe because we wanted to be close to my heritage, which is Europe. So we pretty much looked at all the countries like Greece, Italy, and mainland Spain, but none of them were very, how can I say? Well, Greece is out of question financially. Italy is they don't like foreigners that much. mainland Spain is, it's way too much restaurant, and even if you're good, you could be lost in the amount of restaurant. And we were choosing between Canary Island and Mallorca, but I prefer Mallorca more because it's closer to my born place, and I prefer more because it's more diverse for me.
And when you came here, why did you come to this part of the island? I mean, Mallorca's got lots of places you could have chosen.
First of all, the energy of the mountain is, it's amazing here. I think the Tramuntana mountain is, it gives you some sort of energy, which for me it's a very mysterious thing, and that's why we chose Deia, because Deia it's famous for that. It's a magical place, or it could be very magical in a good way and a bad way, both, because it depends on the moon and depends on how the mountain reacts. And it was a great start there. And plus, I prefer more quiet places than this touristic, you know, it's all about money places or all about mass tourism.
Christian, we're in your very busy restaurant. The place is absolutely rammed. How can you be? This is as busy as it gets. This is your success. Are you regretting leaving the quiet location that you're expecting to find?
It does give me a great deal of challenge in that sense that I don't want to end up a restaurant where it's just mass tourism coming, and you know, and I have to hold some of my employees' horses to just maybe we are full, we shouldn't push more because we have to give the quality and we have to keep the quality and the true hospitality what I believe in, and I'm very strong on that. So, but sometimes it's challenging when they kind of begging for tables.
And people beg you for tables. Even I have begged you for a table. Yeah, this is true.
No. We do have a problem like that. We don't know how to say no. And we have to learn how to say no. And because of the rest of the, I mean, other guests.
Christian, you're very unusual because you have touched all the disciplines of hospitality because of your time with the cruise ships. It was the village cafe you had in Deia, wasn't it, before you came here? And today you are the chef. Are you always the chef?
No. I'm actually teaching a very young, talented person. He's a junior chef, I can say, because he's very young and doesn't have that much experience. So I provide more of the depth into the kitchen but at the end of the day, I don't like to use the word chefs and boss and owners. I'm just part of the that, like a watch, like a good Swiss watch, just one part in it. And I know if I'm missing, it's gonna affect the watch and so as everyone else, because I think it's not my success, it's our success altogether. I believe in teamwork, nothing else, not individualism and not fame and nothing. It's all about the guest at the end of the day, and this is what I believe in. So.
But you have a particular philosophy about hospitality, because we've had this discussion before. Can you tell me where that comes from? What is your definition of hospitality?
Well, hospitality, I think it's something, a giving thing, giving to people something. Especially here in Mallorca, they're coming for vacation. We want to give them a special moment, a special day, or a memorable meal, and try to personalize every table, every person, because it's all about them in this moment. When I go for vacation, I would love to receive the same thing, but maybe with the success or not much success, but here I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to feel. We like to give them a trust and receive trust, and if they feel that they are in good hands, then it's all about them then in that moment. And it's very difficult to explain because I believe this world, there was a recession for a reason, and that was the time when I had the chance to take over a restaurant, because I come from a poor family. And I knew that the recession came for a reason. Because we looked at something, the world in a total from the totally opposite direction. We just wanted to have material things, money. And I don't believe in that sense. I believe that you have to give to people and the success will come with it. And it looks like it does work in that way. Although you have to give a lot of effort and work, hard work and discipline and all those values what I learned from my father and my mother. And I think and that's what makes us rare, because these days the youngsters don't really learn those values. And I think what our clientele appreciate that, because we're targeting that kind of clientele who actually open to that honest kitchen and honest hospitality. I don't know if I covered your question.
No, that is a wonderful answer, a really wonderful answer. When we're talking about Kingfisher today, you know, we are talking to you in the height of the season, so this is July, and you are very, very busy. But, you know, I've been a guest here in October, November, early season, where you are very much catering for the local people here, not the holidaymakers. How different do you find that clientele?
In this moment, because we're ranking in a good position in the websites, different websites, that brings us more... That brings more curious into the local people that what is all about. Our name is an English name, so we didn't want it to be another restaurant, which is because I didn't want to pretend that I'm Spanish. I'm not Spanish, but I do love Spain and I do love Mallorcan lifestyle. So therefore, I know also that Mallorcan people are. They keep a distance for a while until they see that you're doing something right for the community and for them. So I know I have to be patient to them, and I know that it takes patience to make them curious. It's almost like a little bit of the like a children. You make them curious and let them come to you.
But they do come.
They do. But at the same time, it's sometimes difficult because we get a mixed feedbacks. Either they love it or either they don't. They don't because they have their own specialties and we are not really producing this. We give them more of the international twist into it, which might be a little bit new for them, maybe too new. But I have to say it splits between Mallorcan people and local people. Either they love it or they don't. That's my honest.
No, I think that's a very interesting take, because you know, the local Mallorcan restaurants that we have in the Port of Sòlia, we understand what the local cuisine is, and you know, you have your days when that's what you want. You want a big plate of fritto, or you want a big plate.
Absolutely. And I would, in the future, I would love to take on the Mallorcan cuisine more and make them a little bit of new twist or a different perspective of it. Because I think I dine a lot all around on the island, and I've just been in Alcudia in one of these Le Jardin. And she's the Mallorcan chef. She's excellent. She does give us such a beautiful twist into the Mallorcan cuisine, which was needed, I think. I would love to get inspired by her work and by also trying different restaurants. And I did find the Mallorcan cuisine is not just heavy food or not just frit food. They do have much bigger roots and there is something to work with.
They have the finest fresh produce for a start. I mean, they start with a good base, don't they?
Yeah,
but also the number of Michelin starred restaurants in Mallorca. The last count was 9, I believe.
Tell you the truth, I don't know that much of it. I'm not into the Michelin guide. My Michelin guide are the people, so. And I don't really believe in advertisement in that sense, because you can pay for your fame, and I don't think it's a real fame. So,
How much do you find that the boats make a difference to your life here? I mean, you can't be any nearer to the harbour. So, I mean, all the yachts coming in for their holidays and their weekends. I mean, how many of your customers are yachties?
There are a lot, because we are very convenient for them. They just step out and we are right here. And also, I look at it from a different angle. I look out from the window or from the terrace and I see the yachts. And I would love to own one day. And that's my desire to...
Is it?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm trying to save as much as I can because one day I would love to be a boat owner.
Is that what you're doing? You're saving for your
absolutely.
Boat?
Really?
Absolutely. And what kind of boat would you like?
Well, I just did my license for a small boat. And I don't know... I haven't touched really the sailing yet, so far the motorboat is my thing, but it's quite expensive to keep up with the motorboat, so I think eventually I have to learn when I have time to sail as well. So a sailing boat is the end of it.
And what about expansion, next restaurant? You and I did talk about this earlier this year, didn't we?
Jesus, the devil never sleeps, though. You know, like when you have success, you want more success, but I believe that you have to control it. You have to be there 100%. And when you have another location, another restaurant, another two restaurants, I don't think I have the energy for them. Because I give 100% here or 120%. If I have to split it up for one, two, three, I don't think I can do that. And I think we would lose that. The very base of our beliefs of the hospitality, the honest hospitality. It would be just money making. Because there is a point you asking yourself how much success you want, how much money with it, or how much guests you want. How can I personalize when I have 100, 150 guests? I can't. So I'd rather to stay small. I'd rather to make inside the restaurant, like kitchen, refurbish the kitchen or something to make our work easier and have more time to please or the guests.
Christian, when I was down here last week, you were fishing.
Yeah.
Do you go fishing much?
Yeah, it's my favorite and my girlfriend's favorite thing. Right. She's the big...
She's the fisher.
She caught a big dorada in the port. All the fishermen was, they never see such a big dorada. So she's the one who has a very big patience and watching the waves and watching how they reacting, the fishes. But we're both very big fisher.
So do you fish from boats or is this from the side? Because the day
we
saw
just
you
starting, because I'm from Hungary. We don't have the sea. We have lakes, we have rivers. It's a very different type of fishing. So we have to learn from the very beginning the whole fishing in the sea. So we did it for the first 2-3 years here in the port. And now we started to get a boat out and learn how to do it. But we want to learn ourselves. So it might be a longer process because we should get some advice from the fishermen where to go.
So you close the restaurant one day a week?
No, it's 2 days.
2 days.
Because we are normally, today is a very busy lunch, so we have to take a break to prepare for dinner. But normally we go in the afternoon as well. That's what we decided, to have 2 days rest each week, because we need energy to give it out. And it's a hot summer, lots of people, we need energy. So now 2 days closed, Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
And as
it might change, depends, because September there is much more demand of people. There's much more demand for space, so we might open for a half day more. So.
Now, how long would it take anyone to get a table right now? If I wanted to book a table in your restaurant today, when could I come?
Well, this is not my department, really. This is Mitchell's department. He's a restaurant manager on the front of the house. He's right now on a 1.5 week reservation right now. So
at the moment, 1.5 weeks.
But I never see anyone like him. He can do such a magic tricks and with tetrising all the tables and tetrising all the sittings that he's always able to do maybe one more table in there. But right now is we get calls from all the hotels 10 times a day. I think there is not enough good restaurants in Porto Seri right now.
Well, we have a variety of restaurants and certain quality, a certain price range, certain expectation is always the challenge, really. And when you're dealing with an international set of people, not everyone's looking for the same thing anyway. So,
but in the same time, I have to say that Porto Soya holds a medium and a high-end travelers. So they do want more and more quality. And I see that Porto Soya is changing into this moves. And I'm hoping that there is more better and better restaurants pop up, or they're improving some of the restaurants. But right now, there is not enough restaurants, good restaurants, I think, in the port to cater for these demands.
And the moves that the town hall are making to make this a year-round resort. What's your feeling about the winter tourism here?
Challenging a bit. I think it's a great thing because not last year, but before the first year we were open for the winter. And we had enough customers to keep the restaurant running, even though there was no hotel open. So there was more like daytime tourism. But if there is one or two hotels open for that would be, I think, it would be a success for some restaurants who doesn't want to close for the winter. And Porto Soya is right now is the hottest, I think, the hottest spot in Mallorca. That's what I feel. And hoping to stay that way. And I think therefore there is necessary to have a winter tourism as well. And right now, the only challenging part is the weather. It's really weather permitting the tourism, I think. If it's a good weather, there's hundreds of people. If there is bad weather, there's not even a single person on the street, so. Mm-hmm.
And as far as your own ambitions are concerned, so you have a beautiful restaurant here. You can't have a better location. You're learning to take your fishing boat out. You're saving up for your boat. Any other ambitions that you'd like to share with us?
yeah, I do. I started already. I started to write a book about hospitality, about true hospitality, which eventually I would like to introduce to schools. Because I don't believe that hospitality should be just about money making. It's about, as I mentioned, the honest way to give people something. Food service and everything. And I would like to introduce this into the book, how to build a trust between the customers and the business owners or the service staff. So this is the book all about, psychology in the hospitality industry.
The psychology of hospitality.
Yeah.
That is the name of your book.
Something, not necessarily that's the name, but it's all about
that. Concept.
That's the concept.
Is this aimed for students?
Mostly students, yes. I like to leave something behind. I learned a lot. I have a very diverse experience from the past. I worked many, many places, even Vietnam. And there is a lot of experience in my backpack. And I would like to share that to people. And I would like to make the world a little bit better in that sense, that whatever we do, we have to do it with our full energy and with our full personality. And that makes a difference.
But that's what you've done here, and that's why you've made such a success, and that's why your restaurant is the name on everybody's lips around here.
I don't know about that part.
I can tell you that's true.
I would prefer to be more humble in that sense. And well, it's not our... Yeah. It's my stuff. I could stand outside here by myself and I would have nothing. It's all about my stuff, and I like to give them as much respect and much thankfulness. And it's about them. Okay, they need a leader, not a boss. They need a leader.
This sounds the nearest I've heard to true communism in a while.
Oh. My father was a very big communist. He believed, he was unfortunately a puppet of the whole system, but he did believe in true communism. I don't think it's the right idea, because again, the psychology part, that people are different and people won't be the same. And unfortunately, he died already, but...
but you've taken some of
not the communist communism, but at least the human part.
Human ideologies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's just fascinating to be here in this beautiful place with someone who cares so much about his staff, the customers, and the food that's on the table.
Happy.
And everyone's happy.
And yeah. El Capi.
There the Capitan.
The Capitan. We have this old gentleman.
I think everybody.
Yeah. He comes every day, and he became almost our part. Like he's here for 3-4 hours every day.
Well, just sits and talks.
Sits to your and have a coffee, and we talked about the locals. And he's well known. He's a very funny old man, but. We love him, and he loves us as well. So that's good. That's a good sign for me.
That's a fantastic sign. And on that note, we can finish. And the pleasure has been all ours. Thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for introducing Kingfisher.